Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, and challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Well, hey, this is Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. I'm so excited to have you connected on today. This is the podcast whereby we come together every single week to grow and to sharpen ourselves. I want to appreciate all of the Next Level Leaders who are joining me on today, and I appreciate you. Wherever you are listening in, thank you so much. We're grateful. Wow, this audience is continuing to grow. New Next Level Leaders are joining us every single week, and I want to appreciate all of you so much. Thank you for sharing this podcast with your friends and family. It means so much to us. I want you to also know that I want to stay connected with you. Why? Because this podcast is designed to sharpen you. The Bible says iron sharpens iron. So for the next few minutes, you're going to be getting content that can help you and your team get to the next level. There is a mentality we have, next level leader mentality. I cannot wait to share it with you. Now, as we continue to move forward, I want to give you an opportunity to follow me at JosephWalker3 on Instagram. Make sure you follow me there. That's how we can stay connected. Let me know where you're listening from. Let me know how this podcast is being a blessing to you. Also, I want to encourage you to go to josephwalker3.org. That's my website. Find out when I'll be in your area. If you'd like me to come in and train your staff, talk to your folks, would love to do that. I've got a brand new book. You got to get it. I'm telling you, it's called Pursuit of Purpose, Peace. That's P-E-A-C-E by P-I-E-C-E. I promise you, it'll bless you. And get it out there at josephwalker3.org. Get it on Amazon, wherever books are sold. Also, I want to encourage you to get my book, Leadership and Loneliness. And I've got a lot of leadership books out there, so go check it out. I would appreciate it. And then, of course, I want you to be a next level leader reader. Be a part of our awesome book club. And man, we're trending over 500 people are part of this book club. Leaders are readers and readers are leaders. So text the word book club to 78228. That's book club 78228. You'll get notifications on what we're reading, when we're meeting, all of that. Now, I do want you to make certain you go over to YouTube and subscribe to my wife and I's YouTube page. It's called Couple of Destiny, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. I would love for you to be a part of that. And it would definitely be a blessing to you. So I hope you go check it out. We really appreciate that so much. Now, as we prepare today, I want to get right into this. And I want to appreciate you so much. Today, we're going to talk about how to position yourself for more. How do you position yourself for more? So I want to, first of all, as we think about this year and the things that we've accomplished, it's important to always remember that God takes us from glory to glory, from strength to strength. So we should always be aiming for more, going higher and higher. Today, I want to talk to you about that. And first of all, I want to help you understand, never be stagnant, but I must stretch my capacity by embracing the challenges that force me to grow beyond what feels convenient and comfortable. Let that sink in. Stretch your capacity, embracing the challenges that force you to grow beyond what feels convenient or comfortable. More can flow into a leader who refuses to expand. I believe if you have a mindset that you want to continuously do better, expand better, you'll be amazed at how you will continue to grow. So stretching your mind, your methods, your margins prepares you for greater responsibility. I tell leaders this all the time. You have to surround yourself with people that are stretching you. You have to think bigger than what you've ever thought before. You have to get to a place where you begin to believe that what others think is impossible is actually possible. You got to low-key kind of be a little crazy. I mean that respectfully, but I mean, you really have to have the kind of faith and courage to step out and do something nobody else has ever done. If it feels too convenient, if it feels too comfortable, it's probably too small. So let's make sure we stretch out in capacity. Let's embrace those things that are pushing me beyond what feels convenient and comfortable. Got it? Here's number two, strengthening my spiritual commitment by deepening my devotion, sharpening my discernment, and staying surrendered to God's direction. Wow. My spiritual commitment is going to be so important because no matter how high I try to go up, if I don't have depth, it won't work. Skyscraper is as tall as its foundation is deep. We often lose sight of this as leaders because we think we do it on our talent, our connections, etc. But make no mistake about it. Never forsake your spiritual foundation. Deepening now your faith, your word, your relationship with God, deepen that now because that helps you sharpen your discernment. That helps you stay surrendered to God so that it's not your will, but it's His will. The Bible says in Proverbs, lean not to your own understanding. And I know you're a strong will like me. You got it all figured out. But in all your ways, acknowledge Him and He shall direct your path. So more is always given to those who can be trusted to seek God first. Spiritual discipline determines spiritual elevation. Let's say it again. Spiritual discipline determines spiritual elevation. You got it? Spiritual discipline determines spiritual elevation. Let that sink in. Let that rest with you. Hold on to that. That's going to go a long way. You got it? All right. Now, let's go a little farther because I really want you to hear this. I really do. I want you to hear this. Number three, I must steward my physical health by treating my body as an instrument, not an afterthought, so I have the strength to carry the weight of the next assignment. So now it's about my physical health. What am I going to do in terms of my physical health, getting myself in shape? Because my body is a tool by which now I can carry out the assignment. If I'm not in optimal health in this season, how can I actually believe that I can do more? Believe for more. If I don't have the energy and the strength to do it, it means I'm probably not taking care of myself. I want you to really make a commitment as you prepare to end this year and go into the next year. I want you to make a commitment that you're going to steward your physical health. You're going to eat better. You're going to work out. I do this every day, man. I get up 4:45. I work out, man. Before anything gets going on, spend time with God. Trying to eat right out here when you're traveling and moving. You got to make sure that you eat right. That's 80% of it. And I believe it cannot be an afterthought. It has to be something on the forefront of your mind. Think about your assignment this way. If God is going to put more on you, you have to be physically prepared to handle what He puts in you. Wow. Got that? Should I say it again? If God is going to put more on you, you have to be physically prepared to handle what He puts in you. All right, here's number four. Write this one down. I must simplify my life by removing distractions, draining relationships, and unnecessary obligations that crowd out what God is trying to cultivate. In this season, I cannot play around, guys. I have to make sure that I am cleaning my life of clutter. I'm removing all these distractions. What hinders so many of us from success is that we have too many distractions in our lives. They're draining us. Our habits are draining us. Our poor relationships are draining us. Taking on obligations that never are part of our assignment are draining us. We have to make certain we remove anything that's a hindrance to the thing that God has called us to do. As a leader, here's the time now to really reset your calendar. Only focus on those things that are essential. I talked about this some podcasts back. Greg McEwen's book, Essentialism. Only those things that are essential matter now. Not the fluff, not all the stuff that looks sexy to everybody else. You're doing this and doing that and making everybody, trying to be on everybody's board, trying to be at everybody's meeting. No, not now. I've got to streamline things now. Because sometimes the next level doesn't require more activity. It requires more intentionality. Wow. We think being busy is truly fruitful. Busyness is not always fruitful. Neither is, watch this, motion always movement. So you have to make certain that you are simplifying your life. This is what I did. I began to go through my calendar and take things away. A lot of movement I was making that wasn't fruitful was taken away from me being productive, me locking in on what I need to lock in on. So I want you to think about that. That's such an important thing, and that's a challenge to you. Making certain that you simplify your life, removing those distractions, those draining relationships, and those unnecessary obligations. You got that? I think we're on the same page. All right? Now, let's go a little farther. I want you to hear this because I think it's important. Number five, are you ready? Now, this one's going to be a big one. This is huge. I want you to sharpen, watch this now, your skills by continually learning, reading, training, and developing. So you are never, watch this, never underprepared for an opportunity God sends. This is the time now. to say, I got to get my skills together. I'm sharpening myself. I am not going to be caught off guard. I am not going to be caught unprepared. This is the time now where you have to truly, truly lock in and continually, I mean, continually be reading. This is why we have the Next Level Leader Book Club. We are developing a catalog of consciousness. I surround myself with people who are reading. What are you reading? Give me the next book. Show me how I can sharpen my skills, my training, my development. So I don't want to ever be underprepared for any opportunity that God is sending my way. I want to always be locked in, man. This is what's important. So as I sharpen my skills, as I read, as I train, as I develop, I want to always be prepared. Preparation, y'all, opens the door for opportunity. More comes to those who remain students even while they are leading. As a leader, I want to be a constant student. I am a unapologetic permanent student. I want to consistently, continuously keep learning and growing and reading and sharing and taking classes, workshops, seminars, going on YouTube, taking master classes. I mean, I want to, every single day, I want to pour something into my life. Let that be a thing we do, that we take care of our mind, our bodies, our spirits, but let's continue to develop our skill sets. Because you never know what opportunities might come and you want to always be prepared. Do something you've never done before. Maybe take a language you've never taken before, right? Take a hobby you've never taken before. Learn something new. Don't be one-dimensional. I tell people all the time, purpose is never one-dimensional. This is why you had to get my book, Pursuit of Purpose. Purpose is never one-dimensional. It's never one thing that God calls us to do. It's always multidimensional. Never let people pigeonhole you into a one-dimensional purpose. They do it because they feel like you don't have the skill sets or training to do anything other than that thing they've asked you to do. When you build those skills and develop capacities, you begin to realize, wow, more doors begin to open. I hope that blessed you. All right, here's number six. I'm going to scream this one. Making sure that I secure my emotional health by doing the internal work. Resting well, check. Processing pain, check. Setting boundaries, check, so I can lead from wholeness and not wounds. I have to make sure that I take care of my emotional health in this season. I cannot go through this without making certain that I am emotionally healthy. We have too many leaders out here who are not emotionally healthy. And I want to make sure you understand the importance of that. So very, very important. And I want you to make certain that you prioritize that. Let me tell you something. When you prioritize that, when you lock in, you'd be amazed, man. Getting rest. One of the things I struggle with, I have to be honest, is not resting enough. I was doing some research. I was reading books. Man, Peter Attia's book on Outlive, other books out there. And I began to realize that one of the things that contributes to longevity is rest. And so we have to learn how to rest. And that's one of my commitments in 2026, to take care of my body. To work out, to eat right, but to rest, to really lay it down and rest. Spend that time getting 8 hours of sleep no matter what. Do you know how much your body would thank you for that? Learning how to turn it off, making sure that you're processing pain. I don't do that well either. I continue to move and act like it didn't exist, or I try to function over my pain. Sometimes you have to pause. You have to process what happened. Something just happened. Process that. And then setting boundaries so you can lead from a place of wholeness and not brokenness and not wounds. So, so very important. So what have we learned so far? Let's go through this before we get to number seven. We're talking about how to position ourselves for more. So we found out first, I must stretch my capacity by embracing the challenges that force me to grow beyond what feels convenient and comfortable. More only comes to a leader who doesn't close in, but one who opens himself up to expansion, right? So ask God, Lord, stretch me, stretch my mind, my methods, my margins, etc. Then I must strengthen my spiritual commitment, right? By opening my devotion, deepening my devotion, by sharpening my discernment, staying surrendered to God's direction, getting deeper in God's word, growing, being a student. Thirdly, I have to steward my physical health. Let's make sure I treat my body as an instrument, not an afterthought, because now this is how I carry my assignment. I'm able to fulfill my assignment through a healthy body. And number four, I simplify my life, removing those distractions, those draining relationships. Let's get that stuff out. Number five, I want to sharpen my skills by constantly learning, training, developing, putting myself
in classes, making myself a permanent student. Got it? Number six, securing my emotional health, processing my pain, resting well. Man, that's a big one. Talking to someone, getting a therapist. Let's, as leaders, understand the importance of us having someone we can talk to process all the different things that we're dealing with and the weights we're carrying. When I wrote the book, Leadership and Loneliness, I referenced this. We're carrying a lot. And some of it's just, it's unnatural for the human mind to carry all the things we carry, but we have to do it for the sake of others. You have to spend time processing what that feels like and deal with it. Here's number seven. The final thing I want to share is I must stand in my purpose with confidence, refusing to compare lanes or compete with others, knowing that God multiplies what I maximize. So I'm going to stand in my purpose. I'm going to do what I tell everybody else. I'm going to stay in my purpose, stay in my lane, mind my own business. That's what I'm going to do because I recognize that when I put my energy toward my purpose, I don't compare my life to someone else. I don't look at somebody else's accolades and say, oh, that should have been me. Or look at what somebody else is doing and say, oh my God, why couldn't I do that? No, what I'm going to do is I'm going to maximize my energy toward what I'm called to do. Because more comes when you fully embrace who you are, what you carry, and the unique assignment upon your life. No one else has your assignment. You have this for a reason. And so it's very important that you stand in that purpose with confidence. Don't second guess it. You are significant. It matters. Your assignment, the thing you're doing on the earth, it is so significant. And when you begin to develop that and grow that and build upon that thing, do that thing well, you'd be amazed the unique place you hold in the kingdom. As a next level leader, man, you're not called to assimilate. You're called to stand out. And I want to challenge you. Don't run from it. Embrace it. Develop it. Build it. Spend time praying over it. And do that thing. That's what I'm out here doing. Just trying to do what I'm called to do. Celebrating whatever God's doing in other people's lives. But at the end of the day, I know what my assignment is. And that's what I'm going to focus on. Well, I hope you've been blessed. This was one I just had to get out. As we close out 2025, I want you to hear this one. And I appreciate you so much for just being a part. All of you who've been sharing in Next Level Leader Podcast, thank you so much. What a great year this has been. And I cannot wait for 2026. Whatever time you're watching this, this is the final one for 2025. I speak blessings over you as you continue to move forward in leadership. And I pray that you will continuously stay connected to this podcast. Make sure you get my book, The Pursuit of Purpose, Piece by Piece on Amazon or Joseph Walker 3. Make sure you stay committed. Let's build this community. Going to be doing some cool things in 2026, perhaps calling together some Zoom calls for us so we can meet each other, talk to each other. Stay tuned on that. I cannot wait. All who are on the podcast, it means a lot to me. And I appreciate you doing some workshops, some things, some individual things I'm going to be doing you could be a part of. So make sure you stay connected. Get ready for Next Level Leader Institute. Wow, I promise you, it's going to be a game changer. Thank you so much. I appreciate all of you so much for supporting me. Make sure again you follow me at Joseph Walker 3. Until next time, you be blessed.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph Walker 3. I look forward connecting with you.